Teachers shape the future. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who'll make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who'll help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
We all make choices about alcohol. Kids make choices whether to drink or not.
Bye, Dad. Remember, I'm going to Alex's party tonight and sleeping over.
Hey, Em. Remind me about that party again.
And adults make choices whether to talk about it. That's true of parents and every other trusted adult in a kid's life. Kids want to know our expectations, and they want honest answers in everyday conversations. So talk with your kids and help lead them on a positive path. Because when you talk, they hear you. Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Let's just keep the music going. How about some Hoodoo Gurus, I Want You Back? It's the Viva La Mock radio program here on 88.3 WRCT.
I can still recall the time she said she was always mine, and she lived.
Biscuits, leftover ham, leftover gravy. just a little party over at Jimmy Roy's. She said, yes, honey, well, you know that I don't care. But what I didn't tell her, it was a three-day affair.
Leftover biscuits, leftover ham, leftover gravy in an old frying pan. Leftover coffee, leftover tea. Now I'm all alone, cause she done left over me.
Then we went to a party over at my neighbor's home. Me, my neighbor's wife, in the kitchen all alone. She was making biscuits while I was making time. Caught in the act by that little old wife of mine.
Leftover biscuits, leftover ham, leftover gravy in an old frying pan. Leftover coffee, leftover tea. Now I'm all alone, cause she's done left over me.
Company's here. Our company, that is. Hello. This is Larry Berger, along with Ricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh. WIUP FM Indiana. Hello, family of Jim Rogers. WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, Tube City Online Media at WMCK.FM McKeesport, PC TV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, Audio Now, where you can listen by phone at area code 515-605-9542. And internet radio stations and streaming services, including TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and slbradio.org/radio. Today, James Gourley of River City Brass will be on hand. at 8:20 to talk about River City Brass's performances this holiday season. We also welcome playwright Natasha Thompson and Jasmine Battle on the multimedia performance Lavender Terrace, taking place as part of the new Hazlett Theater community-supported art performance series. They'll be here with us at 8:35. We have a couple Youth Express features, including the Well-Tempered Trio from Pittsburgh Concert Society, and live music with Kate Snow in our studios at 11 o'clock. All that, plus a pop quiz in just a moment, and good cheer all morning long here live on the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Life Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Anyone can whistle, that's what they say, easy. Anyone can whistle, any old day, easy. It's all so simple. So someone tell me why can't I? I can dance a tango, I can read Greek easy. I can slay a dragon, any old wink easy. What's hard is simple, what's natural comes hard. Maybe you could show me how to let go, lower my guard, learn to be free. Maybe if you whistle, whistle
Cleo Lane, getting us started on today's Saturday Light Brigade. One of my favorite Stephen Sondheim compositions. And I'm glad I was able to find her version, too. She does it well. Thank you for meeting Ricky and me here today. Here's hoping you had a good Thanksgiving and a good week. We actually worked Monday and Tuesday, and then I spent all day Wednesday thinking it was Tuesday. In fact, Ricky and I wouldn't call it an argument, but we got into, you remember that, Ricky? It seems like ages ago, but on Wednesday we had a rather spirited discussion as to whether it was Tuesday or Wednesday. I really thought it was Tuesday. She convinced me. On Monday, Robert Gray, our director of operations, and I ordered all of the computers for the workstations, all eight of them that will be part of our new youth media center. We've been waiting for the sweet spot for a long time. That is, when can we order these units? We know they're going to be obsolete the day they arrive, like anything computer-based. But when can we order them such that we don't order them too early? You know, we want the absolute latest, and such that they arrive on time for when our youth media center opens. And we hit it right during the time when a lot of things are on sale, too. So we got great value. Since you're up so early, I'll let you know that we'll have parity, four PC stations and four Mac workstations, all with software for creating audio, video, music, and more. We're excited about that. The furniture is arriving, construction is continuing, and we hope to have our Youth Media Center open in January. And then I took a day or two, I guess a day off, but I wasn't sure whether it was Tuesday or Wednesday, so it felt like I had a couple days off. We also had a nice Thanksgiving. With the Poland, Ohio branch of our family. And Ricky, I didn't get a count, but I think that's more people than in quite a long time sitting at the table. About 20, all in all. Making for a very nice day. I hope you had a good holiday, no matter how you spent it. We are now going to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Now, this puzzle is kind of fun, and the answers have been coming in quite quickly since we posted it in our weekly newsletter that we send out on Thursdays. Answers coming in quickly, but also plentifully. They keep coming in, even some of the same people keep writing with additional answers, or other folks come in. So see if you can have some fun with this. Think of a word that has at least one H in it. It can have more than one, but it has to have at least one. Now, that's not so hard, but the puzzle is you need to remove every H or the H in your word and still have it be a word. For example, chow Take away the H, you get cow. Another one is the word hash. H-A-S-H. Take away the two H's and you get the word as. Got it? See if you can come up with five words that contain one or more H's that are still words when you take away the H. Here's hoping you'll give it a try, and why not share your words with us? You can text them to us at 412-200-5975, or you can call either of the numbers I'm about to give you and join us on the radio. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Good luck. I'll share some of the words coming in shortly. Good luck coming up with a few of your own.
I've missed a lot of things. I know I've missed you once again. You asked me where I've been, my friend. Well, I've been around the bend and back again and here again. I missed you, friend, I fear. It's just that I've been on the road for half a hundred years. Hills and dales tell many tales. I've heard them all, my friend. With Willie, we've been back and forth. The road, it never ends. From Bakersfield, like Buck and Merle, we've lived a hundred years. I tell you, friends, I've seen a lot in half a hundred years. Five times ten or ten times five times two makes quite a sum. Half of that makes 50 years, boys, it's been quite a run. So start the jam, roll one up and ice another beer. I'll tip a hat and raise a toast to half a hundred years. Seem long, don't get me wrong, most y'all would agree. But the fashions change, they change the game, and then the locks don't fit the key. There's nothing to be feared, my friend, no need to shed a tear. It's just, I never thought I'd last a half a hundred years. I watched the same sun burn the sand, melt the mountain snow. I sailed the seas and felt the breeze that only sailors know. I played for kings, seen many things that often bring a tear. You'll see a lot if you hang around for half a hundred years. Five times ten or ten times five times two makes quite a sum. Half of that makes 50 years, boys, it's been quite a run. So start the jam, roll one up and ice another beer. I tip my hat and raise a toast to half a hundred years. Yeah. Half a hundred years. Might catch up to Willie one of these days. My, my, my.
That's Sleep at the Wheel. Half a hundred years. There are a lot of words solving our puzzle. Dan in Squirrel Hill says, show becomes how, shot becomes hop chap, turns into cap, ship to hip, that to tat, V to T, three to tree, and though to tough. Well, though, you have to take out that last H. Is there a way to fix that? How about thought? H-O-U-G-H-T. Neil is in Greencastle, Pennsylvania. He has hasp to asp, ash to as, helm to elm, hand to and, wash to was, chaw to caw, chill to sill, and cho turns into sow. Linda and Collier has a few. Wash to was, has to as, where to were, gash to gas, white to white, have to av, and hat to at. Tommy in Virginia has hair to air. Good morning, Tommy. Show to sow, had to add, heat to eat, chase the case, thrust to trust, chat to cat, hasp to asp, and chap to cap. Russ sent his to us on Friday, and he said, I have nothing to do but think of words that are still words when I kick the H out of them. Sharon went shopping with our daughter. That got me started. My daughter's name is Sarah with an H. That becomes Sarah without an H. Here's the ones he came up with. Ash to as, hail to ale, had to add, hair to air, hail to ale, ham to am, and hand to an. Wash to was, thick to tick, thing to ting. He had a lot of time on his hands. A good alternative to shopping. Now, some of these have been mentioned, and because he has so many, I'm going to pick out the ones that haven't been mentioned. Some of, well, they're all great, but how about shimmer to simmer, shift to sift, hark to arc, booth and tooth, to boot and toot, respectively. Short to sort, shacked to sacked, that's a great one. Hedge to edge, champ to camp, cord to cord. Man, you came up with a lot of these. These are great. And he said he started to get out of breath as he was working on these, which, as a result, made him turn from a panther to a panter. Those are great. Although, if memory serves, you're a duke gained duke rather than a panther. Thank you, Russ. Jim in Crafton Heights has lather turning into later, chatty turning into caddo, caddy, chatty turning into caddy, shallow, that's where the O came from, turning into sallow, and heather turning into eater. And Tom and McCandless have dough turning into dog, hate to eat, heat to eat, ham to am, hair to r, shake to sake or sake, charred the cheese to card. Oh, this is a good one. Threat to treat. And if you're down south, phone to pwn. I'll check Facebook to see if there are any answers that came in there. And as I'm doing so, I'd like to encourage you to subscribe to our weekly newsletter. You'll receive the pop quiz before anybody else every Thursday. Join thousands of other folks who receive the newsletter by going to slbradio.org/subscribe. You can enter your email address. It's kept private. We don't share our lists with anybody, and you can unsubscribe at any time. Just go to slbradio.org/subscribe. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up in about 10 minutes. Last week's segments featuring Stuart Urist and Susan Tu of Quantum Theater, Dr. Karen Daly of the Junior Mendelssohn Choir of Pittsburgh, the Pittsburgh Savoyards previewing It's a Wonderful Life, teen poet Asia Lynn, and singer-songwriter Distel Fink, who brought some great original country acoustic blues and original songs, are now available at neighborhoodvoices.org, another place where it's always Saturday.
The Children's Museum of Pittsburgh and Museum Lab are proud to support the Saturday Light Brigade. Time tickets are available at pittsburghkids.org. The museum is open Thursday to Sunday from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. Museum Lab is open on Saturday and Sunday from noon until 5. The Children's Museum of Pittsburgh and Museum Lab are filled with opportunities to experience kindness, joy, creativity, and curiosity. Capacity is limited, social distancing and masks are required. More information about health, wellness, and tickets is available at pittsburghkids.org.
Hard to believe, but Hanukkah starts tomorrow night. It's one of the earliest starts to Hanukkah in quite some time, so we'll have some music for Hanukkah sprinkled throughout today's program. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a great group of community radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services, including slbradio.org/radio.
It's dry and ready, then dreidel I will play. Oh, dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. Oh, dreidel, 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 now dreidel I will play.
Hanukkah, Hanukkah, Chag Yafeh Kol Kach, Or Chaviv Misaviv, Gile Yeled Rach. Hanukkah, Hanukkah, Sevivon Sof Sof, Sof 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 Sof, Manayim Vatov. Hanukkah, Hanukkah, in chalon bli esh, levivot sultaniyot, bechol bayit yesh. Hanukkah, Hanukkah, chag chaviv meot, shiru na, zamru na, utzeu lirkod. Hanukkah, Hanukkah, chag yafeh kol kach. Or Chaviv Misaviv Kampleinem Lezbedra O Chanukah, Chanukah Sevivon Sof 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 Kamanayim Vatov.
That's Carl Kimmel at the Saturday Light Brigade, and I think he's singing along with himself in that song. From the album Absolutely Hanukkah.
Pear Networks joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Headquartered in Pittsburgh, Pear Networks provides website hosting and domain registration to people from around the world. More information is available at pear.com. That's P-A-I-R.com.
Linda and Collier just wrote, she had the word white turning in to W-I-T-E. And that is a word. And I, quite honestly, that's not a word I knew before. It's a word meaning fault or blame. That is a legal Scrabble word. Who knew? Well, Linda knew. That's who. Now let's give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with today's history riddle. She was born in Brooklyn on November 30th, 1924, and worked for the New York City Bureau of Child Welfare at the start of her career. She was the first black woman elected to the U.S. House of Representatives. 1968 was the year. In 1972, and without success, she tried to add the United States presidency to her previous nominations. Unbought and Unbossed and The Good Fight are among her publications. Any idea who it is? 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. A Saturday Light Brigade charge awaits you if you know the correct answer. Good luck.
Well, I'm praying because I'm scared that my time is coming soon. And I pray because I fear I've got too much to lose. When your Savior came I'm not asking for salvation, but I am afraid to fly. We all want to go to heaven, but no one wants to die. And I'm choosing to be faithful, to have something to hold on to. But when I can't see the valley, I'll begin my search for you.
Sally Rogers and Claudia Schmidt, Love is a Song. A number of correct answers coming into our history riddle. You also heard Layla McCullough and When can I see the valley? From her album, Very, V-A-R-I. Colored Songs, which is music taken from the poetry of Langston Hughes. Stu had an answer to our prior game where we were inviting you to come up with words containing an H that are still words when you take away the H. He came up with hoops becoming oops. And that made me think of herring becoming erring, as in making a mistake. Russ in King, North Carolina, had the correct answer to our history riddle, or has it, I should say. So does Linda. Tom in McCandless got it. He also had a guess of Bella Abzug and Barbara Jordan. Tommy in Virginia got the correct answer. Why don't you give it a try? She was born in Brooklyn on November 30th, 1924, and worked for the New York City Bureau of Child Welfare at the start of her career. She was the first black woman elected to the U.S. House of Representatives. 1968 was the year. In 1972, and without success, she tried to add the United States presidency to her previous nominations, Unbought and Unbossed, and The Good Fight are among her publications. 412-200-5975. We'll leave it open for you. Do you know the correct answer? You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234. Rob Wasserman, along with Matt Hamovitz, and Joan Jean Renaud. The tune is called Gypsy One. We'll have the answer to our history riddle in just a moment. Right now, a song that I have one more chance to play in 2021. Bob Amos with a Saturday Light Brigade favorite.
Turn my collar up and then I walk to keep warm inside. I stop to watch a lone swan flying south, drifting through the cold November clouds. And then I turn to walk again, thinking all the while about you. Footsteps crunching softly through the snow, and the leaves below humming a tune, a single voice echoed by the winds, lonesome whistle moan. I stand and gaze across the and blow upon my hands to keep them warm. And as the light begins to dim, I turn to walk back home again without you. I walk these wooded paths alone, I'll always feel you near me as I go. Through these shadows I can see you'll always be a part of me. And November,
dinner over, our kids have left with the car. I do the dishes while you do some small chores. We talk of work and school and so little more. It's no mystery how things get like this. The road through life is full of pitfalls and twists. Sometimes it seems like we just only exist fill another day. I catch your eye, you turn away, but then look back and reply. As much a challenge as a questioning why. We work so hard, yet feel so empty inside. Most nights we just watch stupid TV, or go our own way for an hour or three. Amazed at just how little matters to me, I reach for your hand. Thank you. disappear and turn out the lights. Let's go outside and give ourselves enough time to let the worries of the day go by. Oh, darling,
seeing you now
makes me remember how it all started out. And you know that I love you still.
I love you still.
And I always will.
A beautiful song from our friends Mustard's Retreat here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Bob Amos did the song November. Before that, the Saturday Light Brigade Charge 2, Joanne in Oil City. Also Marge in Brookline. Russ in King, North Carolina. Linda in Collier. Tom in McCandless. And Tommy in Virginia. All knowing that the answer to today's history riddle, Shirley Chisholm, born in Brooklyn, November 30th, 1924, working for the New York City Bureau of Child Welfare at the start of her career. She was the first black woman elected to the U.S. House of Representatives. 1968 was the year. In 1972, and without success, she tried to add the United States presidency to her previous nominations, Unbought and Unbossed, and The Good Fight are among her publications. She represented New York's 12th congressional district, centered on Bedford and Stuyvesant, for 7 terms. From 1969 to 1983, a Democratic Party nominee for president in 1972, or candidate for the nomination, I should say. She also served in the New York State Assembly. She taught at Mount Holyoke College after retiring in 1983 while continuing political organizing and action. She was nominated to be an ambassador during the Clinton administration, but health issues forced her to withdraw. She passed away in 2005, and in 2015, she was posthumously awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Shirley Chisholm, a Saturday Light Brigade charge to you if you came up with her. SLB is full of traditions, including the starting date of our annual fundraiser on Giving Tuesday, this Tuesday, November 30th. In 2021, we showcased hundreds of musicians, artists, poets, actors, and nonprofits while also providing workshops to thousands of students, distributing weekly podcasts, and delivering 52 weeks of award-winning live radio. Our outlook for 2022 is stronger than ever as we prepare to open our expanded Youth Media Center in January At a time when our world needs connectedness, authentic exchanges of ideas, and safe gathering spaces more than ever. If you've supported SLB already, thank you. And if not, we hope you'll consider a donation as part of Giving Tuesday. Go to tinyurl.com/givebig2SLB. Or anytime, you can make a donation at slbradio.org/donate. Or you can phone us and make a donation that way too at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. We're grateful for so many supporters. Thank you to Mark and Slippery Rock for your generous donation, Dan and Squirrel Hill. We appreciate your recent contribution. Also, Dee and Lee and Punxsutawney Nee. Thank you for your support. There's a few I'm missing. Donna in the Mon Valley made a contribution recently for which we are grateful. And I think I mentioned Phil, and there's one more I wanted to mention that I got a real kick out of. Gosh, I hope I can find it. I want to share it. I want to share it with you. Well, I can remember it. It was from Laura in Florida. Laura, you know who you are, who made a contribution via Facebook and then mentioned that she has been listening since 1982 and continues to listen online and noted how she's enjoyed watching the show grow over those many years. I do have your note, but it would probably take me another 4 hours to find it. Thank you very much for your kind note. And thank you for your support. I hope you'll consider supporting other nonprofits too on Giving Tuesday, coming up on November 30th.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial, providing customizable radio automation software and streaming solutions to radio stations, broadcasters, and businesses around the world since 1999. Additional information is available at spatial.com. That's SPACIAL.com.
Good morning to Rich Engel and Sarah Suter. Nice to have you awake. Rich knew that we were looking for Shirley Chisholm. He also had some more words, including plush, turning to plus. These are words when you take the H away, they contain a H. Hill to ill, and shelf to self. And Sarah had a few, including chore to core, and hour to hour, among others. Excellent. Coming up, another song for Hanukkah and a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with our Afterthoughts puzzle, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, Tube City Online Media at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh.
How many nights for Hanukkah? Happy, joyous Hanukkah. Nights and days, days and nights. Happy, joyous Hanukkah. Hey to the nights of Hanukkah. Happy, joyous Hanukkah. Hey to the days and hey to the nights. Happy, joyous Hanukkah. How many candles do I light? Happy, joyous Hanukkah. Eight are the candles you should light for. Happy, joyous Hanukkah. Eight are the nights of Hanukkah. Happy, joyous Hanukkah. Eight are the days and eight are the nights. Happy, joyous Hanukkah. Hey to the nights of Hanukkah. Happy, joyous Hanukkah.